Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. Opportunity happens when it happens, and it's usually almost 99.9% of the time when you are not expecting it to come, it comes.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. I'm going to tell you what I heard. I heard that you are a bad mofo. And I don't mean bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work. The confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. And the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there. Even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to occur. And on top of all this, yes, there is more. You get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is developing the courage to act when the time is right. The courage to move, strike when the iron is hot, to move when you see an opportunity, to take that chance if you see it as a chance, or maybe take that risk if you see it as a risk, when the opportunity is there for you to do so. When I was in college, my sophomore year college coach, guy by the name of Kenny Macklin, he handed us an information packet at the beginning of the year. And on the very first page, there was a quotation that said, "You don't need permission to do what's right. You just need courage." And that's what we're talking about here today. Because sometimes in life, opportunity presents itself, and you can ask yourself if you've experienced this. The opportunity presents itself, and sometimes we get caught flat-footed for that opportunity. We're not really ready to take advantage of it for one of many reasons. And today I'm going to address those reasons. And because I address them today, this will ensure that you, if it's happened to you before, it will never happen to you again. If it hasn't happened to you before, I'll ensure that it never happens to you, that you don't fall victim to these reasons, the things that keep us at times from taking advantage of opportunity that is right in front of us. And maybe we recognize that as an opportunity in that moment. Maybe we don't even realize it was an opportunity until the time has already passed. But either way, it's not going to happen to you ever again. Let's get right into it. Point number one. Today's topic, again, is developing the courage to act when the time is right. Point number one is make plans. Plan out what you want to do. Your plan doesn't have to be perfect, and it can't be perfect because you don't know what's going to happen. Yes, do have a plan. Yes, have a strategy and branches to your strategy, but still remain flexible in what you're doing. See, just because you have a plan or a strategy doesn't mean that you have to stay married to it and do exactly as your plan or your strategy says. Remain flexible, knowing, understanding that you don't control circumstances. You don't control other people. You don't control how the environment or others will respond or react to the things that you do. So even though you have it planned that you're going to do A, B, and C, something in the environment or something in that circumstance may cause you to have to skip over C and D and move on to F, G, and H. So remain flexible enough to change your plan or change your strategy as situations dictate. We all know that real life always alters the lab test. Any of you, I know there are some people who work in the science departments who listen to this podcast. You know literally that the lab test is not the same as what real life is going to be like. And any of you athletes, you know that when you practice, whether it's with your team, whether it's with a friend, or practicing by yourself, the live game is not exactly as things go in practice most of the time. I mean, if you got a great coach, then maybe you get as close to a live game as you can get through your practice environment. But talking about individual practicing, you know that what you practice individually doesn't always shake out exactly as you want it to happen in the live game. Real life alters the lab test. So when plans are too rigid, we make our plans too rigid for what we're going to do in a live situation based on what we practiced in the lab test. And I'm using all of that metaphorically. And life does not follow your plan. Life does not follow your lab test. How willing and quick are you to adapt? This is the question for you. Since we know it's not going to go exactly as you thought it out, or maybe as you perfectly envisioned, or maybe even as the way that you practiced it, how willing are you to make adaptations as environments and circumstances show you something different than what you expected? And how quickly do you make those adaptations? See, being willing to do something and actually doing something are two different things. So you need both, being willing and being quick to actually do it. Understand that in life, your chance, it may take twice as much time as you think it's going to take. It may take half as much time as you think it's going to take. So the question for you then, another question, is will you notice that is, oh, you know what, my opportunity came in 3 weeks. I thought it was going to take 6 weeks. Will you notice that and scrap the rest of your plan and take advantage of that opportunity now? Or if the plan takes 12 weeks, you thought it would take six. Will you still be on point enough to take advantage of that opportunity? Or are you married to the ideas in your head? Are you married to your strategy so much that if it takes longer than what you strategized or planned for, that you just quit? Or if it takes less time than what you strategized or planned for, are you not even noticing it because you're paying so much attention to your original plan that you don't even notice, you know what, the opportunity that I wanted is right here, right now. I don't even need to follow the rest of this plan. Let me just go for it right now. See, Napoleon Bonaparte, the legendary French ruler and general, he is credited with creating what we now know these days as the mission statement. And if you ever walked into a big company or even a small company, even some sports teams, organizations, all kinds of groups have mission statements. And I don't know how popular mission statements are still to this day, but I know back in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, almost everyone was talking about what is our mission statement? You know, what is the one outcome that we're trying to achieve here? And Napoleon, with his army, he would give all of his lieutenants the mission statement. And the mission statement would be the same for everybody. The mission is for us to conquer this land or win this war or whatever it was the mission was. He would tell each of his lieutenants the mission, but he would not tell them the strategy. He wouldn't tell them, hey, this is what your plan needs to be, because he realized this very clairvoyantly that his lieutenants could see what was happening in their area of the situation better than Napoleon, because Napoleon couldn't be in all those places at the same time. So if he had five lieutenants that were all on different battlefronts doing their thing, he didn't want the lieutenant to have to reach back to Napoleon and go to this guy, and then wait to get word back from Napoleon as to what to do next. It'd be better if the lieutenant could just make a decision right there on the spot, because speed matters. And they're seeing things much more clearly than Napoleon is seeing them, because Napoleon is literally not there. He literally can't see them. All he can go off of is second and third person accounts coming from other people. So how about, Napoleon reasoned, how about I just give each of my lieutenants the mission, tell them what the outcome is that they need to achieve, and let them decide on their own what the plan or the strategy is. The point of the mission statement is letting everybody know what the end goal is. The end goal is the one thing that matters. And regardless of what your bosses or supervisors or teammates, coworkers, coaches, parents even may say to you, you will be judged on the end goal. You will be judged on whether you achieved the end goal or not, how efficiently maybe you achieved. The number one thing you're going to be judged on is the end goal. Did you achieve the goal or did you not? Now, secondary to that will be your efficiency, how much time it took, how much money it costs, were you able to do it? Did you follow the rules? Were you able to do it morally and ethically? All those things are secondary to the mission statement. Did you achieve the mission? How you achieved it is subject to change at all times. You mentally must stay flexible enough, fluid enough mentally that, okay, I thought it was going to happen this way, but here's a way that it could happen this other way. Well, look, what's more important? Is it for it to happen the way that you wanted it to happen, or is it for it to happen, period? That's a question for you. Point number two. Today's topic is developing the courage to act when the time is right. Most of the time in our lives, and you can, again, check your own experience against what I'm saying here, opportunity happens before we're ready for that opportunity. Even when we're looking for it, waiting for it, preparing for it, getting ready for it, the opportunity happens before we're even ready to take advantage of it. And that's exactly what makes it an opportunity. Because most people either don't see it, or even if they do see it, they aren't ready to seize it. Or option C is both. They don't see it, and even if they did, they wouldn't be ready for it. That's what makes it an opportunity, people. So see, if you were 100% planned and ready and prepared and strategizing to happen on the exact day, at the exact time, in the exact spot, in the exact way you thought of it, then it's not really an opportunity. I mean, I don't know what we would call that, but it's not really an opportunity. An opportunity usually interrupts us. That's a good quote right there. Think about that. Think about the best opportunities that you've capitalized on in your life. Usually those opportunities interrupted you. You met somebody when you weren't even trying to meet anybody, but you met somebody and they told you this and this conversation happened. And then they presented this opportunity that you weren't even looking for. And you said, man, I wasn't planning on doing it this way at this time with this person, but damn it, I got to take advantage of this opportunity. That's how opportunity works. You don't think you're quite ready. You're going to have to stretch yourself a little bit. Maybe you had to change some of your plans. Maybe you had to disappoint a couple people over here in order to do your thing over there. That's what makes it an opportunity, is that we are not usually ready for it at the exact moment that it happens. If you're completely ready and prepared for it, it's probably not much opportunity there. It doesn't mean it can't be a good thing, but it's probably not as much opportunity as something that just interrupts you from your normal plan or your normal schedule of doing things. Opportunity does not work on a schedule. I want to say that phrase one more time so you remember it. Opportunity does not work on a schedule. It's damn sure is not on your schedule. Therefore, when you have a schedule for your opportunity to happen, or for your outcome, or for your success to happen, or maybe to achieve the end goal of your mission statement, and it hasn't happened on the timeline that you expected it to happen, that does not mean that you fail. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should quit. Damn sure doesn't mean you should listen to naysayers who telling you that maybe you've done the wrong thing, you went to the wrong place. Doesn't necessarily mean that any of those are wrong, but also doesn't mean that they're true. What it means is, or what it should remind you of rather, is opportunity does not work on a schedule, and definitely not your schedule. It doesn't work on anybody else's schedule either. So if they try to tell you that it does, they're lying to you. They're selling you a bill of goods. Opportunity happens when it happens, and is usually almost 99.9% of the time when you are not expecting it to come, it comes. Point number three. Today's topic is developing the courage to act when the time is right. Well, given the title of this episode, you may have a question for me. Well, you may say, well, Dre, since this is about acting when the time is right, how do we know? How do you know when the time is right? How do we know when this is the opportunity we're looking for? How do we know when this is the chance to complete our mission statement? How do we know when this is the chance to actually make that end goal happen? Dre, how do you know? Can you tell us specifically, how do you know when the time is right? Here's the answer. You don't know when the time is right. And that's what makes life, life. Because if you always knew exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, where it was going to happen, how it was going to happen, life wouldn't be very exciting. We would have too much prior knowledge, for lack of a better term, of exactly what's going to happen, when, where, who, why, how, and all of that. It wouldn't be exciting. Wouldn't even be interesting. Why do we even need to get out of bed if we know exactly what's going to happen? It's the fact that we don't know what's going to happen. Where it's going to happen, when, if it's going to happen, who's going to be involved, what's going to happen today and tomorrow and the next day. That's what makes life life. And that's what makes opportunity opportunity, that we do not know often when that right time is going to happen. Now, the thing is about the time being right is you get to decide. See, this is the free will that all human beings have. And this is what makes each of us unique, is that we each have the power of decision. We may not be able to control everything. We may not be able to make all the decisions on everything in our lives at all times, but we all have the power of decision when it comes to this gray matter in between our ears. So we all have the choice with what we do with that, right? You get to decide when the time is right or it's not, and choose when to go for it or not. Another thing that same coach, that I told you, my sophomore year basketball coach, in his office, he had this little framed picture on the wall. And it said, if you don't take your chances, someone else will. And this is the thing about opportunity. You may not even know. You may not even recognize it as the opportunity that it is when it is initially presented to you. But you have the power of decision. You have the power of choice. You have the power of reflection. Hopefully you can reflect quickly and see, okay, maybe this is exactly the opportunity I'm looking for. Maybe this is the way that will help me reach my end goal. And I want to make sure I'm throwing this disclaimer in there for people who may still be questioning, well, they're not quite sure if this is the right time or is not. You're not going to know often until you take some action on it, until you get your feet wet, until you get your hands dirty. You're not going to know if this was the right opportunity, if this was the right time, if this was the right chance for me to take. You're not going to know. You're going to have to go and do something and find out. Opportunity does not come gift wrapped in a package that says, hey, this is the exact opportunity you were looking for. You get to decide if it's an opportunity or not. And listen, opportunity is everywhere. And every single moment of every single day could be an opportunity for any of us. It's our choice. It's our power of decision that makes it an opportunity or makes it not. It's our power of decision that can determine if you have a whole day's worth of opportunity or you have a boring day where nothing happened. Think about that one. Opportunity is whatever we decide it is. Opportunity is not something that happens to you. It's not something that knocks on your door. It's not something that falls in your face. It's not something bad that happens. It's not something good that happens. It's not another person. It's not a certain location that you go to. It's not a certain thing that is occurring. Opportunity is all based in our decision. And if you make a decision or a non-decision to never create or have opportunity, you will never have opportunity. But if you make the decision that every moment is a new opportunity, every person you meet, that every place you go, that every time your name is being seen, and every time you're working and people are observing you who maybe never heard of you before, maybe somebody who's seen you 1,000 times, if you look at each of those as a new opportunity, you will always have opportunity in front of you. It is all based on your choice, your decisions, or your non-decisions. Let's recap today's topic, which is developing the courage to act when the time is right. As my college coach said, you do not need the permission to do what is right. You just need the courage to do. And what's right and what's wrong, all based on what? Let's say it together. Decision. Point number one, make plans, have a strategy. Yes, do those things, but still remain flexible. Understanding that since real life always alters the lab test, you don't want your plans to be so rigid that when life does not follow your plan, and it won't, and probably everyone listening to this, you know that life does not always follow your plan, and it won't in the future either. How willing and how quickly do you adapt to the changes that the environment throws at you that are completely different from your plan? Your chance may take twice as long. It may take half as long as you expected. Will you notice it and do what you had to do to take advantage of that opportunity, or will you be so married to your plan that you don't even notice it? Remember what the mission statement means. The end goal is what matters. Everything else serves the end goal. The end goal does not serve anything. The end goal is served by everything else. Point number two, most of the time, opportunity happens before we are ready or when we're not thinking about it or when we're not looking for it. That's what makes it an opportunity. And often people don't see it, or they're not ready to do anything about it, or a combination of both. They don't see it. Even if they did, they couldn't do anything about it. If you're completely and ready and prepared for it, there's probably not much opportunity there. Opportunity does not work on your schedule. Opportunity works on its own schedule. Point number three, but you may ask, well, Dre, how do we know when the time is right? How do you discern exactly when the time is right in life? Can you do a whole episode on that? I can't, because here's the answer. You don't. That'd be the whole episode. You don't know when the time is right. And that's what makes life life. That's what makes opportunity opportunity. That's what makes it interesting. The power of decision that each of us has ourselves, the decision to decide when time is right, what is an opportunity and what's not, or the power to not make a decision. That is what makes life life. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group, where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12-module bulletproof mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. That's DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. You want that bulletproof mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.